I'm going to ask everybody to stand tonight. Bring on the woman of God. When I think about her, I think about when I first got here and how she was one of my first teachers as far as going to work. And she and I and her sister, we cleaned the toilets together. That was one of my first jobs in the ministry. And as I look at her, I was looking at her yesterday, and she reminded me of a friend of yours, Pastor. Friend of yours that you bowl with. And his name is Hard Work. And when I look at her, I see hard work. I mean, this woman of God is intense on working hard. I mean, it don't make no difference what it is, what task they give her. She goes at it with everything she got. And she don't leave nothing back. That's what God wants for her. So if you appreciate her like I do, put your hands together tonight for Pastor Ernie Mantis. Amen.
I wonder where they got that from.
My father.
keep going a lot of praises. And that was one of them. Keep holding on to shit up.
Yeah.
I used to say, don't let the work work you, you work to work. God is a business guy. He got all the little gold nuggets. And you know, and I appreciate him. You know, now as I get older and I understand a lot what he was saying. If you have your Bible, if you don't, you can still stand. We're going to honor God by standing as we read the Word of God. And we're going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 30. We're going to begin at verse 1. If you're able to stand, all the little ones too. Chapter 30, 1 through 8. And then you can hold your finger down to 13 to 19. If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
If you don't have it, it's on page 493.
What verse?
No. We begin at verse 1 through 8. And also hold your finger down to 13 to 19. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, that curse. Not to do this at home. Good out there. I practiced that name when I got all day. But then here, that's what I'm called. No one. The Jezreelites. And Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God.
Come on now.
And David said unto Abiathar, the priest, and Ahimelech, son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this group? Shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. And that's what my title of the sermon is. Pursue, overtake, and recover all.
Amen. All right. Amen.
Yes. Pursue, overtake, and recover all. You may be seated. I like Brother David. I'm in love with Brother David. I love everything about David. I remember when pastor said that David was a type of Jesus. Type of Christ. David found himself in a place to be what God's eye, apple of his eye. He was a musician. He was a songwriter. He was a worshiper. He was a praiser.
Yeah.
He was a lover.
Yeah.
He was a forgiver.
Yeah.
He had great faith. He was a warrior. He was strong. And he was a giver. And he was also, even though he was a warrior and he was a fighter, but he also was tenderhearted. He was soft. You know, that's what I look for in a man. You can be strong, you can be a fighter, a warrior, but also have a heart.
Yes.
Who's soft, who's tenderhearted for the things of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
He had a lot of things going on in his life. But one thing about David, he never gave up. No matter what came against him, or who came against him, he still honored God. He Amen. Still lifted up the Savior.
Yes.
He still praised and worshiped.
Yes.
He sung songs. He wrote poems. He still, in spite of what he was going through, no matter what. And these people, they forget that they were going through the same thing he was going through.
Mm-hmm.
They came back. All their children was gone. Everything they possessed was gone. Everything, their wives and their... He had two wives. Well, he actually had more than that if he wanted to delve into his life. It took all his wives, you know, all his camel and sheep and, and horses. I don't know if he had horses, but he had all kind of animals. And, you know, he was a wealthy man. They took everything from him. And they weep and they cry. How would you feel when you go home and your house is burning down? You don't know where your family is at. You don't know what's going on. And you cry and you cry and you cry. Can't cry anymore. No more tears gonna shed down. No more, your heart is broken. And then even people want to come turn against him. They wanted to kill David. They wanted to stone him.
Right.
Look what you got us into.
Amen.
Yeah. They wanted to blame him for everything that was going on. But what I love about David, he encouraged himself.
Yeah. Come on now.
In the Lord. See, that's what we have to do when we get down and out.
Yes.
When we get talked about, we're in distresses of life and we don't understand everything that's going on.
Yeah.
You know, David. He already had Saul chasing after him. Saul was jealous of him. God chose him over to be king over Saul.
Yeah.
But Saul failed to realize that he was disobedient. He didn't obey the word of God.
Yeah.
God said, kill everybody and everything.
Right?
Do not leave anything. And then he's going to say a big old lie. You can't lie to the Holy Ghost. You can't lie to God.
Come on now.
You think we get away with a lot of stuff. God says I am going to and fro throughout the land.
Yeah.
He's looking at everything.
Yeah.
He's seeing everything that we're doing. He even know our thoughts before we even think them.
Come on now.
Before we even speak them out of our mouth, he's writing it down. And Saul gonna lie. Samuel came and said, God said, what's this thing I hear in my ear? What is this? And he gonna say, well, I did everything. No, you didn't. You were disobedient.
Come on now.
Just like kids, you know, like our parents. I'm not parents.
Yes, you are.
Parents. Oh, kids, you tell them to do something, and they don't do it. Don't you get upset? You get mad? You put them on punishment?
Yes.
And that's what God did to Saul. He stripped him of his kingship.
Come on
he
now.
He stripped him of everything. You can't come back to me. Oh, you fall in the danger of the hands of God, boy, you doomed.
Yeah.
Amen.
You cannot go back to him. Once he through with you, he through with you. So we always say his mercy can do it forever, but hey, once that mercy lifts up,
yeah. That's right. Mercy runs out.
It's over. That's right. He said, it's over. So he had his hatred for David. He wanted to kill him. And then David, in his opportunity time, when his enemy, he had an opportunity time to kill Saul.
Yeah.
But he did. Yeah. He felt guilty because he cut off a little piece of his garment and to let him know that I could have killed you.
Uh-huh.
I had you.
Uh-huh.
They wanted me to kill you. But I said, no, we're going to forgive him. Touch not my anointing.
Man.
He said he recognized Saul still the anointed vessel of God.
Right.
No matter how wrong he was, how you wanted to kill him. That's why I said forgiveness. He had that true forgiveness.
Yeah.
Then David had to run from Absalom, his son, his very own son.
My Lord.
What a parent doing running from his, your own son. Yeah. Son wanted to kill him.
Yeah.
And then his own daughter was raped, Tamar, raped by his other two sons. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Then David said, no. Forgive him. Even though.
Yeah.
I like this next part. David, just like us. He saw Bathsheba. He got into the flesh real quick. And he became a baby
man.
I had to bring that up for the young folks.
Yeah.
He became a baby dad.
Yeah. My Lord.
But you know what? Through it all, he still humbled himself.
Yeah.
He accepted anything. God gave him three choices to choose from as his punishment.
Mm-hmm.
He stripped himself and he fasted and he prayed and he sought God no matter what. He knew he was wrong. That's what I really love about it, because he admitted it and he accepted his fault and his wrong. Let's go.
Come on, man.
Come on now.
Amen.
He knew he sinned.
Yes. Come on now.
But everybody wanted to kill him, take him out.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to stone him. But David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Yes.
And I was thinking about that thing. I said, Lord, how we gonna tie this together?
Huh.
By him encouraging himself, he strengthened himself, he fortified himself in the Lord, he prayed, he worshiped God.
Yeah.
He didn't turn his back on God. No matter what people turn their back on you. Don't never turn your back on God. And what he did was by him encouraging himself, he looked within himself.
Come on now. Come on, preacher.
He looked at the God who created him.
Come on now.
He looked beyond all that.
Come on now.
Who dwells in us? That's who we look to. Sometimes we look to Facebook, for instance.
Yeah.
We look for that telephone girl, let me tell you this.
Come on now.
Bruh, boy, man, let me tell you, my baby daddy is giving me the books. My kids is driving me up a wall. My husband, my wife, my so-called friend. One thing that he didn't do, he did not complain.
Uh-huh.
He did not murmur.
Uh-huh.
He didn't find fault with God. He did not even blame God. And that's what we do sometimes. We blame God. Why are you putting me in this situation, Lord? I don't understand. Why? He didn't panic. He didn't curse him out. He didn't pray. He didn't even worry. And you know, sometimes we say, shoot, I'm going through this stuff. I ain't going back to that church. The pastor told me I'm going to be a millionaire in 7 days. And I'm going to have it going on and stuff. I'm not going back to that church no more. He didn't say I'm not going to read the scriptures no more. Because he knew what was in him.
Come on now.
Man.
Say that.
Scripture writer.
Yeah, no.
He didn't say, I'm not going to prayer meeting on Saturday morning.
Come on now.
He didn't say all that. I'm not going to sing in the choir no more. David did not offer any excuses. He encouraged himself in the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when you're going through, get the word out.
Yeah.
Pray. I don't care what you do. You seek God's face. Turn off that TV. Turn off your radio. Get along with God. I know I can do that for myself.
Amen.
I don't want nobody disturbing me. I want that quiet time with the Lord.
Amen.
I go in there and turn TV off in other rooms. I don't want to hear anything. Because I want to hear from God. Yeah. God got the answer for me.
Yeah.
Jesus is the answer. Remember that old song, Jesus is the answer?
Yes.
But he encouraged himself. When the pressures of life may be upon you, your back may be against the wall, your health may be failing, your children not behaving right, you've been abused, mistreated,
come on now,
talked about,
come on now,
jealousy's rearing its ugly head,
yes,
we got
Lord.
Family issues,
yes.
We got marital problems, trouble in the home, we got drugs, sex, alcohol running through, rapid through our families and friends.
Amen.
It's tearing, we got car trouble, we got bills just coming out, and I thought my husband's name was Bill, because so many bills we have. We have all manner of hardships and difficulties. We better look to the master for our help.
Yeah.
Get up and encourage yourself.
Yeah.
Strengthen yourself.
Man.
You know when someone dies in your family, that's one of the hardest things. Then when you have different other circumstances like me, circumstances behind the death, then you know, I thought I was going crazy. After my mother passed.
Hmm.
It wasn't the fact that she passed. And how she passed.
Amen.
And how they didn't tell me. And how I had to walk up in the room and she's deceased.
Amen.
So I'm confused. My mind was just going,
Amen.
Going crazy. But I would come to church still.
Come on now.
I had a smile on my face. I stayed praising the Lord.
That's
I stayed
right.
worship him.
Right.
I gave him honor and glory. And I cried to him and him alone because I said, nobody can understand what I'm going through.
Right.
My mind was being tortured.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, literally tortured every night. Didn't get any sleep. And I was just pulling my hair out. And I found myself just every time I closed my eyes, I'd be like, fool, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
I've been tormented.
Uh-huh.
Till I got myself together.
Yeah.
I got in the Word of God. I had to pray myself out of that.
Come on now. Amen.
Yeah, I knew that was an attack.
Yeah.
It's an attack, but you got to lift up the Savior and inspire
yes.
us.
Yes, right. Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes.
And see, another thing I love about David, he always, if you read throughout the Bible, he always inquired. He petitioned.
Yes.
He made a request.
Yes.
He asked God.
Yes.
What
yes.
to do.
Yes. Yes.
See, we want to take matters in our own hands.
Uh-huh.
Instead of going to the master himself.
Man.
What to do.
Yes.
And that's exactly why I came to the place too. I had to ask him.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
matter if I had to talk to all of them, the pastors. No, they couldn't do nothing for me but pray.
Well, come on now.
And pray with me.
Come on now.
But once you get to God by yourself, for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when you draw strength from him.
Amen.
That's why the Holy Ghost is here.
Come on
He's
now.
He's our comforter.
Tell it.
He's our peacemaker.
Tell it. Tell
He's
it.
Our way maker.
Yes.
He'll direct you. He'll
yes.
guide you. He'll lead you.
Yes.
In the right direction.
Amen.
Just hold on.
Yes. Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Just keep holding on.
Yes.
And looking up.
Yes.
Man,
just keep
man.
On. Just keep on. Just keep on.
Yes.
Gotta hold on. No matter what.
Yes.
What is his name?
Jesus.
What is his name?
Jesus.
What is his name?
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Who are we to look to?
Jesus.
Who is this King of glory?
Jesus.
The Lord is strong and mighty.
Yes.
He is.
Yes.
The Lord is mighty in battle.
Yes.
He is.
He is our Lord of lords. He is our King of kings.
Yes.
He is our Savior.
Yes.
He is God.
Yes.
He is Jehovah Jireh. He is my provider.
Yes.
Your provider. He is Jehovah Nisi. He is our banner.
Yes.
He is El Yah. He is the Lord Most High. He is Lord Jehovah Onana. He is our master.
Yeah.
He is Jehovah Rapha. He is my healer. He is your healer.
Yeah.
He is Elroy. He is the God who sees. He is Jehovah Sabaoth. He is the Lord of hosts. He is Lord Christians can do. He is our righteous. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is our peace. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is our sword. Yeah. He is Jehovah Cherub. He is our, he is our Elphanite. Yes, he is right. That jealous God. If you put anybody before him. He's a Jehovah, all right. He is the Lord, my light.
Yes.
He is our mighty God.
Yes, he is.
He's the one who forgives us. As long as we have a repentant heart like David did.
Yes. That's right.
Don't talk about you sorry.
Right.
Anybody can say you sorry.
Right.
Repentance means change.
Yes.
Don't do it anymore.
Yes.
People get that confused with sorry.
Come on now.
No, you just sorry you got caught.
Because
I have to learn that for myself.
And then I'm telling y'all, I didn't have to go through my own self.
But I asked God when I came to my repentance in my heart and my spirit and my mind. You said, Lord, you said, for us to love you with all your heart,
yes,
your mind,
yes,
your soul.
Yes.
You mean every part of your being.
Yes.
And I had to get to a place, I said, Lord, if I'm going to come to you, if I'm going to serve you,
yes,
if I'm going to worship you,
yes,
if I'm going to praise you,
yes,
if I'm going to honor you,
yes,
I got to get myself right. I need to repent. I'm never too big that I cannot repent.
Amen.
Am I wrong?
Amen.
I said, well, what I need from you, Lord, to help me make that change.
Say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Pastor Garvin says, comes from God. All our help comes from God.
Amen.
Yeah. So David, to pursue. Because you're going to overtake him. You're going to recover some of it. You're going to recover all of it. Every last, but add this on. You know that old saying say, in a bag of chips. God is good for all eternity. We're going on to verse 13. We're going to read that real quick. You want to stand up? And David said unto him, to whom belongs thou?
Huh.
He talking to this Egyptian.
Yeah.
And whence art thou? He said, I am a young man of Egypt, serving to an Amalekite. And my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion. Now he telling. He don't know he talk. Well, who he talking to? He telling. We made invasions upon the south of the Cherethites and upon the coast which belonged to Judah, upon the south of Caleb, and we burned Ziklag with fire. Man, can you imagine David just standing there?
Wow. That was you.
So y'all, you burned my place.
That was you.
But he didn't say nothing.
Come on now.
He kept his mouth shut.
Lord.
Yes.
Just like Jesus did. No matter what they did to him, they stabbed him, they planted a crown of thorns upon him, they spit upon his face, they pulled his beard, and they beat him, and they stripped him of his coat, and they whipped him until he was unrecognizable. But one thing he didn't do, he didn't say a mumbling word. We need to keep our mouths closed when we are going through.
All right.
But David, he said, okay. And David said to him, verse 15, can thou bring me down to this company?
Take me.
And he said, swear unto me by God that thou would neither kill me nor deliver me to the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating, drinking, they were burning, dancing.
Yeah.
They was rejoicing of what they did.
Uh-huh.
Come on now.
Because of all the great spoil they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them. This warrior David now. Because he got the word from God to go. And David smote them from the twilight. That's from morning to evening. Of the next day. Woo! That's a long time getting beat. Getting killed. I was like, well, you killed me already. Say 400 men which rolled upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away. And David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither great nor small, nor sons or daughters, neither spoil or anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. But God said something. We best to believe it and trust him.
Yes. Hallelujah.
He gonna give you back. Give you everything back. All we gotta do is hold on. And keep looking up.
Yes.
But David looked within himself.
Yes.
Then we're gonna close with this. We have to press impression.
Yeah.
We have to possess in our oppression. We got to worship in warfare. We have to triumph in tribulation. We have to advance in adversity. And we have to acquire in affliction. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What's his name?
Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus.
He's our righteous God. He is our loving God.
Yes.
He is our merciful God.
Yes.
He is our kind God.
Yes.
He is our creator.
Yes.
He is our master. Yes. He is our savior. He is holy of holies.
Yes.
He is the Alpha and Omega.
Yes.
He is the first and the last. He is the beginning and the end. He is our deliverer. He is our healer and protector.